Welcome to your five for the day. I am a massive Beatles fan. From the poetry of Eleanor Rigby to the haunting musical brilliance of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, no band, in my opinion, could ever compare to the Beatles. One of my favourite songs of theirs is among the simplest, and its title encompasses most of my message for today. And that song is All You Need Is Love. One of the most wonderful things for me about Christianity, and one of its distinguishing features, is that it is built upon a foundation of love. God's love towards us. As it says in the Gospel of John, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." This love is not a fleeting, temporary thing. This is a love that is complete. A love from one who knows us completely, personally, and wants to have a relationship with us. Nobody is too small. No one is too sinful or too broken not to be loved by God. In the book of the Romans, Paul states that, "For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." So, in a world where bad news, pain and strife seem to be a staple of everyday existence, where it is, perhaps, natural to feel as though the world is a dark and terrible place, with all too little love, try to remember that there is one shining example in all the gloom. As the Gospel of John puts it, "the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world." That light is, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his love illuminated and continues to illuminate the whole world. And in case you aren't sure, and just to be totally clear, he came to earth and died upon the cross because he loves you. So, knowing that, I can assert pretty confidently that the love of God really is all you could ever need, and that you already have it. Our only challenge is to accept this fact, put aside our own pride and ego, and receive God and his love into our lives.